Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Sherry Schreiner. A couple things I want to talk about. It sounded like it was raining there for a second. These sound effects of rain. Okay. All right. So yesterday, I was a guest host on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com with Who's Behind the Door. I was the one behind the door, the guest host. And so I will upload that 2-hour show to my YouTube when I get it probably going to get it sometime today. And it was, you know, it was like sitting and listening to me on a Monday night for 2 hours. Basically, I just spoke for about 2 hours. And so, I'll get that up, but a lot of people want to hear it again. A couple of things I want to talk about. I didn't get to it. I have a show Wednesday. And so, I was still having problems with Monday. I had to re-upload Monday's show. And so, this week's been pretty hectic. And I have been busy with some projects for the father, so I haven't been able to have my eyes and ears everywhere paying attention to what's going on. But I've been getting a lot of laughs from all these videos about tomorrow and the end of the world, so I want to talk about that for a little bit. First of all, you remember back in end of August, I said I was seeing water in New York on the 20th. And that was before they even kicked up Jose and started throwing him towards New York. And there's quite a battle going on between the New World Order crowd and the alien agenda crowd. I guess I'll just divide them that way. Even though the old New World Order crowd is also scalped and reptilians, the New Age agenda crowd, they're coming as ice aliens. Or ascended masters, that's it. Yeah. Gurus coming to help the earth. And so they're still battling it out for control. And it's been taking place. Hillary represented the old world order. And Trump represents somewhere in the middle while the new age alien agenda tries to come in. And so there's a power struggle going on. And what they were going to do was, I don't know who was going to do, whose move was first, but the old world order, the deep, what we refer to as the deep state, they were threatening to destroy the UN because the UN wants a currency revaluation in the entire world, the whole Nasera and Gisera agenda and all that stuff. And so the cabal's trying to stop it because they want to stay in control of the money, which is a fiat currency, worthless currency. The Federal Reserve controls it via the Rothschilds. The Federal Reserve is not a federal agency. It's actually a business owned by several families that don't even live in America, that control our money and the printing of our money, and they want to keep control of our money. This is the Rothschilds. And the new age agenda coming in is going to have the UN take over the world's currencies. And so somewhere in the middle, Trump's trying to fight that America be able to control its own currency. But I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, so the old Hillary and them, the Democratic Party, the liberal left, they're all together in this, the deep state. They're all one group. We're going to attack the UN and flood it out. And, of course, Trump didn't care because Trump doesn't like the UN. He wants to kick it out of America. And so the other agenda, the other side, we're going to retaliate by taking out Wall Street, which is nothing but a fairy tale Vegas in New York. It's nothing but a rigged system that the cabal has been using to make themselves rich for the past 100 years. What came first, folks, Vegas or Wall Street? Vegas did, for your information. So it was a two-way battle, and what they did was they called a truce, and they met in New York Tuesday and Wednesday to try to get the next regime going. They're making their little speeches, which is all smoke and mirrors. I didn't pay attention to any of that. I was more interested in what the truce was going on, because they're trying to strong arm Trump into a war with North Korea. And he doesn't want a war with North Korea. He's not worried about North Korea. North Korea, They're going to bomb us with the old missiles that we sold them, you know. But they probably can't even make it across the Atlantic. And if they did, you know, what's the accuracy there? But they got to hit Alaska or one of the mountains in the, or the water before it even hits America. He's not worried about North Korea. But they have to sell fear. They have to sell this war because the alien agenda wants this war in Korea because they want to blow up the peninsula. And they just want to blow it up into a big mushroom cloud so they can arrive to Earth as our saviors, coming to save us from destroying ourselves. It's been on the script forever. And you think they would just go to something else, but they won't. They stay to the script. A race war is on the script. And that's what Obama tried to ignite for 8 years. And that's what the Democrat Party and that whole liberal left is trying to ignite now, is racial tension, racial hatred and divide. And they want the Korean Peninsula War. That's on the script too. And so they're pushing Trump into doing this. And you know, they actually won a huge battle because, I mean, after all, having Trump come in and give a speech at the UN, it was almost like the puppy, okay, master, coming in and sitting at the master's feet because he was acknowledging their even right to exist. You know, the UN giving a speech there, giving it some kind of political authority as a governing body in the world. He should have never done that. But it's really not Trump in control. It's his clones. So he's playing the submissive part to the UN right now. And so Wall Street and New York itself, I don't think Trump could have cared about Wall Street or the UN. But New York is his home place. So that is his home borough. He doesn't want to see it destroyed either. So there's a truce right now in New York. There's kind of a truce amongst the three different factions. It takes a while to figure out who the heck Trump is and where he comes from, what group he's with. But from what I can put together, and I haven't spent a lot of time on it, is that back in the day, the Templars were servants of the temple. That's why they were called Templars. They were servants of the temple. And what they would do was give people protection from animals like Muhammad, who would sit in the desert waiting for him so he could rob and kill him and rape their kids. Because Muhammad was just a scumbag. He was a criminal. And they would hide out in the deserts. And so the Templars would give the Jews safe passage across the deserts to Jerusalem, especially once a year when they would go up to celebrate Passover. And so they also became guardians of the temple treasures. And when Jeremiah had taken the Ark of the Covenant out of the temple in Israel before it was destroyed back in 580 or whatever BC, he took the temple, the Ark of the Covenant, and the treasures out of the temple and went on a 5-year journey and to Ireland where he had them hid. And then the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, and the Jews went into a 70-year Babylonian captivity, and the Ark was safely hidden away. Well, jump forward a couple thousand years, and the Ark is still in Ireland, and it was the Templars who discovered where it was, and they were going to move it because the King of England wanted to take control and possession of the Ark of the Covenant. They all found out it was in Ireland. And so there was a fight. There was a fight. The King of England was going to take the stuff, and the Templars arrived to protect it, get it out of there before the king came. Well, what happened was the King of England ended up, he captured the Stone of Destiny. He got that. That was the only part he got because the Templars had put the Ark and the other treasures on a boat and whisked it off to America so the king and the pope couldn't get any of the temple treasures. And so that's how it got to America. I know History Channel's kind of all over the world looking for the Ark Oh, was it in northern Japan? Or was it in this island off Nova Scotia? I'm just saying. They're kind of everywhere looking for it. It's here in America. So Trump is actually, this is where I'm getting to, Trump is actually a part of that branch that the Templars that originally was trying to protect the Ark, keep it in safe hands, keep it away from the king and the pope. And so that's kind of where he comes from, that way, that direction. So it's not like he's spitting lizard Satanist, like most people want to think, or that most presidents we've had have been. That's why he seems to favor Israel and at the same time kind of bought up in the go-along, the get-along thing, being forced to join into Freemasonry and the Illuminati and all that stuff, going along to get along. That's kind of where he's at. It's kind of where he's always been at with it. And so I'm just going to leave that alone for now and go on to some other stuff. Because if you look at Trump's history, I'll leave it at this. His mother was Irish. I believe his line goes through the McLeods in Ireland. And so, very interesting because I also have the same McLeod line. I don't know if it's the same line, but it's the McLeod name that goes through Ireland. And also my other line that goes to King David in Israel. And so, kind of where things are. Interesting people involved where their bloodlines are at, you know. And I've always said, I'm the daughter of King David. I'm his granddaughter. He might be ancient, but he's still my grandfather. And so, anyway, we'll talk about the 23rd. Are they going to, I don't know about the truce. I guess if you hear of Maria kicking up and heading towards New York, then the fight's back on. But for as what I know for now, that there's a truce going on in New York. They're not going to destroy New York. So I just have fun with this stuff because I could often see what's coming between the factions. It's not a thus saith the Lord. That's why I don't give a thus saith the Lord. I just tell you what's going on behind the scenes and whether they do their deeds or not. I mean, who can know? Who cares? You know, I've been so busy working on some other things, because if there's one thing we want, it's to get the heck off this rock, this planet. The elect want to leave, the bride want to leave, and so that's kind of where we're at. Everybody wants to leave, but I'll tell you this, the elect's going to leave before the bride. I was watching this video that somebody sent me yesterday. Oh, I should have had some popcorn. It was great. I'm not going to say who did it. I don't want to criticize. But I do want to have some fun with it because it's so outrageous. If this happens, then I'm totally out of the loop. And I'm a prophet, so, you know, the Lord has not told me a thing about the world ending tomorrow. And according to this video, there's going to be 3 hours of darkness at noon tomorrow. There's going to be an eclipse because of the sign of Revelation 12. And when I read Revelation 12, and you can call me crazy, I don't care, because most of you do anyway. And the others who don't, they're just out there with me. It almost seems like it's I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, this guy in this video that 6 million people have watched is coming out and saying that tomorrow at noon there's going to be 3 hours of darkness. There's going to be an eclipse just in America. Just in America. Because when whatever happens and the alignments and there's darkness. Okay, I'm just going to say, I don't even know. I couldn't repeat what he said. So there's going to be 3 hours of darkness. I would take that. In the middle of the day. Okay. Because I'm waiting for a sign. And when I get my sign, I'll know we're out of here. And that's what I'm waiting for. And it doesn't have anything to do with the Virgo. But I'll tell you, I like the Leo. I love the Leo because that's, you know, the lion of the tribe of Judah. I'll take that. And then that's been above my house, and I love that because that reminds me of the Father, you know. And so I will take the 3 hours of darkness. But what he's saying is that, is he saying a rapture? I don't know if he's saying a rapture or not. But what he did say was, like, later after that day, during the day, there's going to be an ice and fireball storm on Earth. And it's going to destroy America. America's going to be destroyed in an hour from these ice and fireballs on Saturday night. you know. Okay. I thought that was funny. Because, boy, you really got to jump all over the place and ignore timelines and patterns to come up with that theory. It's a little bit early. We haven't even had a pole flip yet. And you're destroyed, destruction of Babylon already? And, you know, I hate to tell the Briders this, but it's a little too early. It's too early for some of this stuff that you all want to push in one day. It's like you want to take bits and pieces out of this chapter, and that chapter, and throw it all on September 23rd, tomorrow. Well, I don't analyze that way. I don't study and analyze and interpret scriptures that way. And so if they do, fine, but I've never been taught that way. Tomorrow night, if we're still here, the elect is still, because that's the only thing I expect to happen tomorrow. Because I was watching for it last week, and I told you there's hot and there's cold days. Like, this time could be really hot when we could leave. And then it gets cold, and then it gets hot again. Well, then, yeah, this weekend is definitely hot where the elect could leave. But then it could come and pass, nothing happened, and get cold again. But no, I don't see the destruction of the world happening tomorrow. I don't see Nibiru showing up and knocking America over on its side tomorrow. I don't see a pole flip tomorrow. The pole flip's not going to happen until the elect leave. People are asking me, okay, since New York wasn't destroyed on the 20th, what happens with the pole flip? Well, it just goes back. It gets knocked back. Because the pole flip ain't going to happen until the elect are gone. The elect are not going to see the Father's wrath. So, we're in a bit of truce on their part and delays. Because I've always said, Father reacts to them. He reacts to them. Now, it would be interesting, since they're trying to hype and fake all this stuff for tomorrow, because I know during the eclipse, it was one of the reasons the elect were ready to go, Father had to react, because what they wanted to do was blow up the sun with nukes, cause a huge EMP to strike Earth, and then they wanted to attack my area during that time. Well, what do you think tomorrow if they darken out the sun using their tech again? Of course, they say it's this alignment that the moon moves and then something blocks the sun. I don't know. Whatever. Because I didn't, you know, the eclipse was all a bunch of hogwash too. So, what if they start their hogwash again tomorrow? They darken the sun, and then they use that to attack here again. Because they're always trying to attack here. I mean, they've tried to blow up my house in 2012. And so it doesn't end. It never ends. They're just becoming more creative in ways they can try to get here and get around the angels who guard and secure my place. Just as the little bomb from the Capricorn didn't hit on September 12th, the Father redirected it away from me, ended up with a huge rut in my yard, about 15 feet long and about a foot to 2 feet deep. Insurance companies like, what happened? Well, I got hit by lightning. What are you going to tell them? A UFO shot a beam at your house and missed, but knocked out all your appliances? No, you just go with the lightning story, trust me. So anyway. Yeah, that's a possibility. I'm just throwing it out there because it's always hanging in their air. And because, you know, I talked to them on Monday or Tuesday, and they were asking if I would retaliate if they destroyed New York, and I said no. Now, why would they ask me if they weren't afraid that I would be able to retaliate and do something to them? Ask yourself who I am in the Father, folks, because you all hate, laugh, and mock at me when the other side fears the heck out of me. Why is that? Because everything I've said over the last 15 years is true, and all the destruction I have said that we have given and caused them is true, and they don't want any more? Perhaps, you think? You know, I've been telling you for years, ask the Lord who I am in Him. Because they fear me, but they got their witches and Satanists in the churches having the Christians hate me. Why is that? You're on the wrong side. You're on the wrong side. You're on the side of evil and wicked. You're listening to witches and Satanists. And I'm trying to pull you out of your apostasies and get you back to the Father. And in the meantime, we have a war trying to tear down the strongholds of Lucifer on this planet. And you all ham-haw over the weapons the Father gives us to use. Who are you? Who are you? I get so aggravated and frustrated. So tomorrow, the 23rd, I'll tell you what my day is going to be like. Tomorrow's a Sabbath, so I typically spend it with the Father. I ask Him to teach me something new, and I typically chill and I watch the sky and talk to the Father and you know, do what I do. And tomorrow's not going to be any different. And I'm going to be watching the sky for a sign from the Father. If we get it, awesome. I'll be shouting it from the rooftops that we're leaving, the elect are leaving this earth. And if not, then I'll be chilling out tomorrow night, maybe looking for some MMA to watch or something. I love the gladiator sports. But I'll tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not freaking out that America's going to be bombed into oblivion by ice and fireballs from Nibiru. It's not time, folks. It's not time. Nibiru is part of the trumpet judgments. We are not even near the trumpet judgments yet. And quit trying to pull them out of order. You have the first trumpet, the second trumpet, the third trumpet. Don't pick the fourth or fifth and say, oh, it's going to happen Saturday. There's order for a reason. Quit trying to nitpick and take stuff out of scriptures to fit some kind of theory that you have, or you're trying to run with, or create a video with. And if you're listening to the wrong people, stop listening to them. Nobody knows when anything's going to happen. All we have is signs and markers. And Revelation 12 just is a sign. It's a sign. And you read the rest of the chapter of what it's a sign of, and that's not good, folks. That talks about the arrival of Satan and the persecution of saints. So what are you all so excited about? That's what just makes me so angry about this whole church thing and September 23rd and the Rev 12 sign, because all that does is signify the persecution of saints and the arrival of Satan to earth, and y'all jumping up and down in glee. What's your problem? What is your freaking problem? I don't want to see Christians persecuted. I don't care if I'm here or not. Anyway, folks, be back on Monday night. Hopefully not. But here we go again. We've all been on this roller coaster. If I am, I'm going to pick up on other things. Pick up where we are at with the end of September. Anyway, I'll see you Monday night, folks, if that happens. Hopefully not. Let's pray it don't. God bless everybody.